Welcome to yet another exciting edition of the Zed Music Showcase, and today is a very special edition. It is the International Youth Day, which falls on the 12th of March each and every year. So I decided to make an episode today. As someone who's also in my youth years, as being a youth, I think this is a very important calendar year. It's a holiday, people are not going for work, people are around, and I've seen a lot of people post a lot of random stuff on social media. I usually record these episodes in the morning, but today I'm recording like midday because I was a bit busy in the morning. So I've been checking out what's going on social media, and people are excited for getting drunk, their fights, people are celebrating. It's good to be youthful. But then again, I decided that today I'm not going to really focus on playing a lot of music, but instead I'm going to try and find out what can be the role of the youth in our society. What are we doing as youthful people, and what's really going on? What am I observing around myself? What are some of the lessons that I've learned personally? What are some of the things that I look forward to? It's like I'm like in my late youthful years. The next couple of years, I'll not be a youth anymore. But then again, a wise man once said that you are a sum of everything that you've done in life, and whatever I'm going to be dependent on the decisions that I make from now till that particular time. And most of the people, the young people in our country, when I look at what people post on social media or just through physical interactions when I'm out and about in the world, most people in my age group, we the youth, do not really think about 10 years from today. We are in this illusion that we're going to be young forever. But it's not true. And whatever we're going to be in our latter years will depend on the decisions that we make today. So like for me, I decided to start a podcast. I did the research and everything so that I can document things that I love doing. I love music. I love promoting music that's not in the mainstream. So I built this podcast for you that come and listen to this podcast. You understand what we're trying to do here. Because I know, even though it's not making money, but it's something that I can look back on and be proud of. Like, we supported this, we promoted music, we promoted the culture in my country, what I believe in. I've always loved making music, and like, that's why I'm more focused on music. But I'm not just about music, I'm about everything around me, the environment, social issues and whatnot. And this being youth, I decided that today I'm not going to focus on music, we're going to talk about us, the youth in our country, here in Zambia, in our region, in sub-Saharan Africa, and on a global scale. Look at it from all those angles and just try and see where we the youth can actually fit in. So when you look around, most people are not concerned about what they're doing. They're just going about life, doing their thing. People think they're going to be young forever. But there are other people, not everybody's on that trajectory. There are other people actually making sacrifices today to ensure that when they are in their 40s, they're in their 50s, they'll be good because of the decisions and the investment that they make today. It is irrational to think you're going to be young forever. It just isn't true. No matter how much you try, time has a way of getting to everybody, so you're not going to be young forever. But what you do will be compounded, and you have to be answerable at one point. So to all my youths out there that listen to this special edition, make sure you take out time, invest in something, and remember to talk about it forever. You're not going to be young forever. So somebody might ask, who is a youth? For me, in simple, in layman's terms, basically youth is somewhere between the ages of 15 and 35. If you're between that range, you are a youth. These are some of your most productive years. But another wise man once said, wisdom is wasted on the old and youth is wasted on the young. Young people lack experience, lack the wisdom. We're still in our trying phase or trying to experiment. We've not really seen the prices making certain mistakes in life yet. But we have the energy, we have the zeal, we can push, we can make things happen. But what we don't have is a science of direction, how we can direct that energy to actually achieve something. The older, but the experience, they have lived this life, they have seen everything. But what they lack is the energy. Time has a way of taking our energy from someone. But good thing is that with the internet and all the resources that we have as young people right now, we can learn. We don't have to make the same mistakes that our forefathers made. We can learn. We can teach ourselves. And it is easier now than ever before to actually do things. We can communicate and interact with people from very far away. Right now, this podcast is being streamed in different countries. Some countries that I didn't even know exist. But when I check in the analytics, like, where is this thing actually playing? the people in Iceland who are listening to this, can you imagine that? I'm recording this in Rwanda, in Zambia, on the Copper Belt. And once I publish this, people, as far as Iceland, my voice can be heard. That's how much deeper the world has become. And it's up to you to decide to tap into that, make something for yourself. So this, I'm not saying everybody go and make a podcast. If it's something that you can do, you can start doing this. But it requires commitment every day. Coming, recording it, editing it, and putting it out there. There is so much you can do. You can learn cryptocurrency. You can learn so much as a youth. Start investing in now. Be patient. Investments grow over time. Whether you invest or you don't, 10 years is going to pass. The other thing that we need to look at this youth day is, what is the role of the youth in society? What is our role as young people in society? What does society expect from us young people? Our fathers set a foundation for us. They are passing on the mantle. So it's up to us to build on what has already been left for us, not to just laze around and smoke and drink and party. It's important to enjoy your youth. You can party, you can do that, but you have to have some time to actually contribute to society. So all the luxuries, everything that society and many generations before us have worked to make sure that we are here today and we're enjoying these things. So as our debt to society, as young people, we should be innovative, we should bring in new ideas, we should add to the body of knowledge and pushing the world to the next frontier. I think that is the role of the youth, not just partying and dancing and doing crazy stuff every day. So as young people, let's be trying to be innovative. Let's try and come up with new ideas. Let's try and change certain norms, and let's try and add on what is already there. That's what society expects from us. Then again, it's not all roses being a youth. Youth, young people, you and me, people that are listening to this, there are a lot of challenges that come with being a youth, especially in this modern day and age, cutting edge technology. You know, especially for us who are in sub-Saharan Africa, the challenges are just compounded by other things, some of which are historical and generational. Some of the things that we have to contend with, not even things that we did ourselves. For starters, it is hard for you to break from the poverty line into the upper class, especially when you're in this part of the country, this part of the world. But the crazy thing is that because of the challenges that are there, if you change your way of thinking, change the way of looking at it, there's so many problems that are there. If you could find the solutions to those problems, you can pay it, you can make so much money. It's about changing our mindsets. But then again, we are raised in a society where we are trained to be workers, not to be independent thinkers, not to be entrepreneurs, not to be innovators. We are trained to knock up, wake up in the morning, get a job, be good to a job, follow supervisors' work, earn your living, have children, and die. That's what we are raised for. That's what they prepare us for. They don't prepare us to make money. They don't prepare us to start businesses. They don't prepare us to be CEOs. And some people are lucky, they realize that young. Other people never realize, they never break from that mental hold the society has put on them. And once you break through, it's hard because you are not equipped to actually find your way through the business world. And that's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to build my own business. I have a website that's running. I'm trying to monetize this podcast. You're listening to me right now. I'm trying to monetize this podcasting, the knowledge and the information I'm sharing here. Trying to monetize this, and there are a lot of other ventures. We're trying to shoot TV shows because people, if you look at the numbers, people are into consumption of content. People love content, either music, books, pictures, content. So if you can become a content entrepreneur, you can create content that people can gravitate to, something that we can watch, keep them entertained, informed, or educated, and actually monetize that and make a lot of money off that. So it's about trying out these various platforms and ways of monetizing, and it has never been easier as it is right now. You make your content wherever you are in the world and disseminate it to the whole world using the internet, and data charges have been plummeting, meaning more and more people have access to the internet. It's just about finding creative ways of packaging things, putting them on the internet, create content, put it on the internet, and monetize it. So what I'm working on, I spent the last 3 years trying to find out ways you can make money without being geographically laid out in one place. And as I make this podcast, I'm looking at my computer screen in my Google AdSense account. I have like $2. In the last 3 years, from everything that I've been doing, then I've made two legitimate dollars. I finally found a way out to make websites, monetize, and do that. to most of you, I don't know, why am I talking about $2? The thing is that I found a legitimate way of actually making money on the internet, and $2 is there something. Meaning, this is a path. It's like you just discovered oil. From here onwards, it's just scaling this model. Whatever is brought to $2, if you multiply that by 100, you know what I mean? Like it would be $200. But 200 is $200. So it's just about scaling this model that I found. So even you find a way, you can do that. This you take. That's nothing to think about. Not only that, the other challenges that we face as young people in sub-Saharan Africa is a lack of access to capital. Things like websites, things to do with technology. Most of the people do not get it and they're not in support. People want to support popular things. People do not want to support the people that are pioneers or are pioneering new things. So being a pioneer is long because it takes time for everybody to catch up and see potential in these ideas. So it's hard to gain capital. Because like if you've got capital, you can properly market and advertise whatever product or service you're selling. Because marketing costs money. Proper advertisement and marketing costs money. And you to raise that money to have people that come and invest. It's hard to access capital. But then again, you have to do what you have to do. You have to find means and ways to like keep your head above water. That's what we're trying to do. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about on today's edition of the Youth Podcast is my country, Zambia, we could be going to an election this year, the 12th of August. This is here, this is 12th of August. The next exactly 5 months from now, we'll be going to an election. So campaigns will intensify very soon. And we've seen there is a lot of political tension in the country. So I would love to urge and call upon my youths. As we go towards the elections, let us be mindful, let us be courteous, let us accommodate people with different and descending views from the ones that we might share. We only have one country, we only have one Zambia. And do not let people use you for their selfish means. Create anarchy and division in our country. At the end of the day, whoever's going to be president, we have to get back on our grind and get this money. So make sure as we go for elections, we support whoever we want to support, but be courteous enough. Dating enough to let people that might not support our preferred candidate to also exercise their right to participate in the electoral process. So these elections, let us be good people, let us take care of ourselves, and let us remember that we are one Zambia, one nation, one Africa, one world, we are one human race. Let us say no to racism, let us say no to tribalism and any other negative isms that might be separating us. Let's focus on things that bring us together. So this has been your boy, the little classic Santander Chilebe. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Zed Underground. There's so much content out there. Go and subscribe or check out my website, which is www.zeddrums.com. It's an entertainment and news portal. We've got videos, we've got latest Zambia music there, we've got news. Everything that you want to know in the music entertainment industry, all packaged and categorized in one place. TheDrums.com is a gateway to everything entertainment and news in Zambia. Follow me on Instagram, it's Classic. Until the next time, enjoy your youth. Hey, and let's be responsible. Stay blessed.